This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
So Miley and her family, Miley Cyrus, Billy Bob Cyrus, what's his name again?
Billy Ray,
that's it. I'm like Billy Joe, Billy Bob, Billy Ray Cyrus, who may or may not be dating Elizabeth, whatever her name is, from Austin Powers movies.
They did it. That's clear.
Yeah. And they've been cited other times.
Right.
There were some departures and arrivals at airports and, oh my. Goodness.
Just poked myself.
Is there anything okay over there?
We need to call a medic? Are you all
no,
right?
No, I'm all right.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be together. They're posing for photos. She was at his place. Yeah. He's cleaned his act up considerably, so.
That was Easter, and I haven't heard that they broke
up.
Well, but there was one other visit. But they do live in other countries from each other.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows? Maybe they're just good for each other's publicity.
Well, she might have. I don't know what their relationship is, but certainly the love of a woman can really
straighten you out.
It can. Mm-hmm. It can also take you right out of the game. Yeah. But that's, you know.
That fire rose might be the reason that he's in the shape he is and needs Liz Hurley to bring him back from the brink.
But, you know, you get that feeling like, oh, yeah, this is what it feels like to have a, you know, someone you're attracted to be into you. And yeah. You go, I got to get my head out of my you know what. And start.
I want to be someone she can count on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Miley Cyrus, she went on to, which is, this is the funniest part of the story for me. Monica Lewinsky has a podcast. I think it's called Reclaiming. Let me see if I can. Yeah, there it is. Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky.
I'm a fan of hers.
How old is Monica Lewinsky now? How old is Monica Lewinsky?
45.
All right.
46.
48.
She's 51 years old.
All right.
Which I found, I was like, what?
She's a lot closer in age to me than I thought.
Oh my God, me too. It's funny because she seemed like she was so young when this all went down, like in maybe 97, I guess.
The most powerful man in the world decides to mess with her while she's on her internship. Mm. And it's completely altered the course of her life. And she still somehow gets up and makes a day out of it.
Yeah.
I give her a lot of credit.
Well, Miley Cyrus was like, yeah, Monica Lewinsky, I'll go on your podcast with you. I have no idea if she has a bunch of listeners or I don't know. But it seems like a fun podcast you might want to listen to. I don't know what's on Monica Lewinsky's mind. And if I was really wondering, I would be able to go listen to her podcast.
That's who would want the eyes of the world on the mistakes they made when they were 20?
Right. Not one of us
would say, you know what we should do?
Stupid stuff.
Let's broadcast that worldwide.
Yep.
And make you the a known way to say some other thing.
Yep. I got a Lewinsky out
of
that
girl.
The
old Lewinsky, right. Yeah. I mean, that's just, and her dad was, like, I remember reading, her dad was so proud that she was doing an internship at the White House, and then that's what happens to his family.
Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
Yep.
That guy.
Yeah, it is. It's, and you know what's interesting is this was the days, it was not long, long before the iPhone, but a decade before, and a decade before any social media was popping up, like, it had this actually, it could have been worse for her.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind if you're giving someone crap for something that they did when they were 20. You know, Monica Lewinsky, there's a lady. She's had a life. And she is, you know, she did some modeling for like some power women's suits.
I think she's super pretty.
She's lovely. She's a lovely woman who knows what her life would have been.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's notorious.
She had a bad company. I think it was.
She did have a bad. She right. That was early days. She had like a handbag company, but then she was doing some modeling. She looked. It was maybe in Vogue or something like power suits and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, there's a girl who her life got ruined.
Yeah.
It would have been easy to just be like, that's it. My life's ruined. I give up. Instead, she's like, I even like the name of her podcast, Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky. So Miley Cyrus goes on Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky and is talking about what a dysfunctional family she's in. She says that her family went through a dark decade, but things are better now. She says, half of us weren't speaking to each other at one point, and we cleaned all that up. That was a really important part of my year this year, was all of my family putting all those lines of communication back together. So how did they do it? Miley says, not with therapy. She says, we're so messy. We didn't even do any of that. She literally says, that's a quote, but I sang it. They're so messy. They didn't do any of that. Miley says, to get each other in a room to even get to counseling would have been a war. So it was easier to just go white flag. Miley says, I just kind of bust through the pile that's stacked and go, I'm here, you're here. Let's start by having a good time together. White flag, let's not open all the things. Let's start by having a good time. And then we start bringing some happiness and joy into each other's lives. And then we'll just be in a better place to have these conversations because I'd rather get it balanced first, which seems ridiculous. But if you really could say, look, these are people that I love. I don't want to be in a fight. Yes, we've all done terrible things to each other. That doesn't change that we're family. And if you actually could put all that stuff aside, you might be able to find a place where you could look back and deal with that stuff. I just feel like it's so unlikely. And the things that have happened in their family are pretty profound.
Yeah, the mom married the daughter's boyfriend.
Yes.
Think about what I just said.
I don't need to. I have been for quite some time now, but I'll give everybody a
follow
moment.
Follow that on a map. What?
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, and the dad. So let me just go on here because she's all like, yep, everything from that dark decade. We're all fine. We all waved the white flag and it's all good. So she's talking about this on this is Miley Cyrus talking on Monica Lewinsky's podcast. She had other things to say. They talked about a lot of different stuff. One of the things was she revealed that bangers era persona, the oversexed humping the microphone and humping everyone's leg and the tongue always out of the mouth. She and really just trying to trash the whole Hannah Montana image and become, you know, emerge as an adult.
A woman. Opposed to a kid. Yeah.
Right. That she says that cost her a lot. She says there was a time when my brother and sister didn't want to go to school because of how humiliated they were to be related to me. I had a lot of guilt about how hard it would have been to be my sibling or my parent. How embarrassing. It was really hard for me to go home and see my dad and look him in the eyes and not feel super embarrassed. No one wanted to date me. I guess she felt like she'd ruined everything. It was like, if you want to seem like a grown-up, act like a grown-up. I really felt like what she seemed to be personifying was what a kid thinks a grown-up does.
Well, right.
And she wasn't pulling it.
But that's not a surprise. I might have thought it was a little more orchestrated than it turns out or sounds like it was. Right. But I do think that, of course, you are trying to figure out how to, you know, manage this, and you are in an oversexed business where that seems to be what you're supposed to be selling. And
yeah,
and in a kid's mind,
I'm not
dressing
in the cute little kid outfit with the cute little hairdo or whatever. And now I'm, you know, and here's what I think that people that age do. And she was still a kid. Like, she put out that bangers record. Was she 20? I mean, she was still like, okay, she's not technically a kid, but she was very young. And honestly, like, if you weren't Miley Cyrus and you weren't on the stage at the Grammys, you know, humping Robin Thicke and the giant microphone, you know, you're just a kid. You're out there having fun. You're acting like an adult or what you think an adult would act like. And most of us aren't on stage in front of 5 billion people.
It was a long transition, I remember, because
it was
the first thing was the Vanity Fair article she did back in 2008. She was 15 and she was like basically nude. I don't know if you remember that.
Weren't these the pictures that her dad took of her?
He was present. He was like at the shoot.
Oh, okay.
Her family members were there.
But she was saying, I don't want to be seen as this little girl anymore.
Yeah, and I think Can't Be Tamed music video was around there. That's when it started. And then Bangers didn't come out until 2013. So she had a really long time of like trying to fight this image and being super rebellious to much controversy.
Right. That is true. It felt like for a really, like, I've been surprised by her in recent years. Just like how much she does seem to own what she's doing. Like, there's a couple of videos and a couple of appearances I've seen her make where she just seems way more sure of who she is and not trying to do something for anybody else. Like, I'm a grown up. This is how I want to act. This is how I'm acting.
Before I had kids, I would never have thought about or couldn't have thought about what it must be like for a parent to say, yeah, you're 9. Let's go to Hollywood. Like, it didn't occur to me in a real way, and I couldn't have. And now that I have a kid and she likes acting and wants to, she's a drama geek. She's that person. And I mean that as a compliment. But anyway, I wouldn't take her. Mm. I don't want to take her. She's not ready. She's way too young to navigate a grown-up world. And I don't know how parents, I get it, that family's filthy rich, set for life.
Already live in Hollywood.
Right.
The audition's right down the street.
But man, I just don't know how you let a kid give up their youth like that. I really don't. As a parent, I can see why you would say they want to. Yeah, they also want to smoke cigarettes and drink beer, but you're not going to hand that to them.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. Yep. It's a weird thing to hear her talking about it after the fact. It's a miracle she made it, is what I was thinking as you were, telling us that story. I'm thinking, it's a miracle she navigated all that.
You know, I'm actually wondering now, because I remember when she was like smoking sativa or something. There was like the video of her doing that. And
sativa.
Yeah, it was
pot?
Like, no, it was like a
salvia.
Salvia. Yeah. That's what it was. And it was, she acting like a weird, like, is she a sober chick now? Like, did she go through rehab or did she have to quit everything? Let's see if, can you see? While you do that.
I don't think she is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I
feel like everyone in that family has some problems.
She
with
may
stuff,
have
though.
Stopped stuff, but I don't think she was someone that had to be like
she doesn't go.
No,
to...
she is. She quit drinking in 2020 and stopped using the marijuana in 2017.
Oh,
good for her.
Yeah. Well, right. And who knows if that was because she felt like that's not doing me any good, or if she like had a problem.
Well,
she said she wasn't a moderation person. Which
there it is. Example of that. Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say too. You know, singers and smoking. It's a thing. And doesn't she have a throat thing already?
She does have a throat thing. She's even said she won't tour because she's got all this stuff going on with her throat and wouldn't trust it. And I feel like it's like not being able to trust your hands to play a guitar. Like if you know, a guitar player, okay, fine. You could have a knife wound in your head and you could still play guitar. I mean, maybe, but if you had a knife wound in your throat, you're not still singing. It's your instrument.
The old gaping head wound.
Gaping head wound, exactly. I don't know where a knife even would go in your head. I mean, it seems super problematic if you get one stuck in your head. Maybe an axe. Let's go with that.
Just don't pull it out. Let me finish the show.
Just leave it in. Then get me to the hospital. Let them be present for it.
Ay, ay, ay.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.